Well, Danny O'Donnell, a job done and a very satisfactory result, but it was hard fought.
Oh, it was hard fought, Tom. Look, we knew it was going to be a hard battle, and especially with the great weather condition we had, it was always going to be a great game of football. And I think, to be honest with you, I thought the standard was really, really high. You know, I thought there were some great scores kicked by both teams, and there was lots of twists and turns in the game. And you know, to be fair to our boys, I thought the character they showed, you know, we were 2 points up at half time. We lost a goal after 13 seconds in the second half, and we lost a point straight after that. A team with less character would probably buckle there, because Ballyshannon are not going to stop coming at you. But I thought we showed great character to come back, and then of course we got the goal near the end to put us ahead, and then we sat back maybe a wee bit too deep and invited a bit of pressure, but thankfully we've seen it out, you know.
Yeah. Back to the start, they got off to a good start, I suppose. A young team coming broke from the traps much brighter and much quicker than you. You kind of play at your own pace.
Yeah, look, we knew what Ballyshannon were going to throw at us, and we set up to try and counteract that, because we played them in Milford in May, and we went man-to-man and we got absolutely hammered. So we knew, we totally respect what they bring, so we had to bring our own plan to the game, and we always felt that if we could be tight defensively that we'd have the forward players to get scores, and look, that's probably the way it panned out, you know. We didn't bank on conceding any goals, so that's why the one at the start of the second half was a real disappointment for us. But overall, look, it went down the last kick of the game, Tom, and last year we lost a county final in the exact same position, ball tailed off to the left. Same thing today, and it's a pressure kick, and you know, you feel sorry for the lad who hit it, but and no blame should be attached to him. It's just a pressure kick. And look, we were just glad to get out on the right end of it. But
I felt you showed great composure all through today. When you were under pressure, you never seemed to be panicking, or at least that's the way it looked.
Yeah, look, to be fair to the lads, like, we work very, very hard, and I've said this often, you know, they're a fantastically committed bunch of players. You know, they train as hard and as well as any team in the county, and commit to it. You know, we have massive numbers of training and massive competition for places, and I think the squad strength was evident there today. We made six substitutions, and they all contributed towards the end when they were needed, you know, fresh legs coming in.
Yeah.
But, look, they do show character, Tom, but you would expect nothing less from them, to be fair. They're big leaders in there, Paddy Peoples, Paddy Curley, you know, chippy boys like that, Luke Baird, you know, they lift the siege, Joey Cullen. You know, and look, the hurt of last year, I've no doubt about it, drove them over the line today, because, you know, you don't get many chances to win intermediate titles, so when they come along, you've got to grab them. We didn't do it last year, and all we've done today is get to a final, so if we don't prepare properly the next 2 weeks, we'll come up short again, so it's all about getting ready.
You mentioned substitutions, and I know managers never like singling people out, but I thought Kyle Black made a significant contribution. Point with his first touch, set up a goal with his second.
Look, Kyle Black would be probably on most intermediate teams, I've no doubt about that, but he's up against Darragh Black, Tony McNamee, Cal McGettigan. We have a good forward unit. We felt towards the end of the game when the thing made got stretched that he's got a lightning pace. He kicked a fantastic score, and then he set up the goal. Look, those substitutions for a manager, you know, they're not... You hope they make an impact when the lads go in, and we told them it could be for 52 minutes, it could be 2 minutes, and Kyle's in there for, what is it, 5 or 6, 7 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, and they end up, and they contributed massively, so credit to him.
So looking forward now, you can come back and watch St. Noel's and Fannin Gaels next weekend.
Yeah, well, we'll have a look at it, you know, but the big thing for us will be getting our own game right and getting our own... look, we have massive competition for places. We have a league game scheduled next weekend against Kilcare, so we'll see, we'll speak to the CCC to see if they'll might give us a break there, but... We will look. We'll prepare. We'll give the opposition we get the utmost respect, and that's all we can do. And just prepare properly for it, and see how it goes.